Occasionally, when dropping the kids off at the pool, I like to sit on the stool. Then I crank up Forget That Yo podcast and prolong my adventure.
Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget that.
Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Forget that. Forget that.
Who number one?
Bring the bass in. It's your boy, the Black Gator has a heart.
That's a bum ass radio, nigga.
Yo, why you messing up my intro, man?
Cause that was terrible.
Hey, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, aka Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. Aka the Prince of Wakanda, aka Litty Hernandez, aka Litty Rodriguez, aka I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. Aka donut juice. Aka if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want to be left alone.
What more do you want from me?
A.K.A. Tyson D. Grabby. A.K.A. fried chicken, macaroni, and cheese with a solid collard green. Stay away from me. 4 times out of 5. I'm staying alive, staying alive. And I'm out here. We ready.
I think I wasn't ready for that one. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up. Crip. A.K.A. Stone El Terrible. A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped her off. A.K.A. A boo boo. You looking at a bad nigga. A.K.A. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.K.A. Filthy Rodriguez. A.K.A. Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good. A.K.A. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. A.K.A. Gary Payton, the first nigga sneaker get zipped up, man. Let's get it.
Man, you killed the Uptown Vibes, man.
Yeah, man, that shit went bad at the end, man.
You killed the Uptown Vibes with that, but Spanish that, dude at the end. No, I'm talking about.
Yo, door. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez.
Yo, why my man came in Uptown Vibes with the Spanish, man?
He killed Uptown Vibes.
Yeah, man, Meek Mill, dog.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You never heard the Meek Mill album?
Yeah.
Uptown Vibes, man.
Oh, man, I ain't listened to that shit in a long time.
Oh, you wildin', dude. The Spanish dude comes in, nobody know what he's saying.
Yo, y'all gotta stop doing that for real, though.
Make that the remix, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't put that on the album, man. And if you do, like, make a video with subtitles or something, man. I'm tired of not knowing what these niggas talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
I might be dancing to the wrong shit.
Yeah, dude, I gotta ask Jose, was his verse hot? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what did he say?
He gonna lie to my, yeah. He was riding on that. No, he wasn't.
Yo, you remember when Puff Daddy's first album came out, right?
Yeah.
He had the chick on there talking Spanish to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and he's telling her what to say, and she's supposedly saying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking with my Spanish homies, he's like, hey, she's not saying that. I was like, oh, word? What's she saying? He'll never tell me. It can't be good.
You know what I'm saying?
It can't be good.
I need to know what she was saying now.
Hell yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? You could they probably gonna lie on them when they give you the lyric breakdown.
They
too lazy. Trust them niggas. They just gonna be like, they just gonna write what Puff said.
Yep. And put times two on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Times two, yeah, she said it twice. All right. Yo, this poor connection wilding right now. It's 9 a.m., man. It shouldn't be nobody online.
Hell no.
All right. We're going to jump this off with Bailey the Great voicemail.
Oh, Ron LaRon Jenkins.
Nah, I mean, this has got a title, though. Thuggish. Thuggish is the title of Ron LaRon. I mean, man, I like saying Bailey the Great. Sound like I'm back in the what times was that with Alexander the Great and all that?
Yeah,
that was after the Spartans, right? Rome.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's a Thuggish.
Forget that, yo. Hey, so look, let me talk about the Jay Prince thing. First of all, I'm tired of niggas saying they're gonna. I'm tired of niggas threatening Jay Prince, right? And I get it, because it's gangsters and killers and everywhere. And I guarantee you, it's niggas in L.A., New York, Miami, Detroit, you know, the South somewhere, Midwest, wherever, Chicago, especially Chicago, shit. It's niggas everywhere that don't care about Jay Prince, whether they're young or old, because it's just nutty niggas out there. Please believe that. Probably most of them niggas are locked up by now. But at the same time, so this cat from New York, from the Bronx, that said he made two videos. One of the videos, he was like, if Jay Prince fly him out there, he'll go out there and spit in his face. Meet up with him, go by himself. When he said he will go by himself, have Jay Prince pay for the flight, and then he will spit in his face. Like, not even caring about Jay Prince history and what his stand, like, where he at in hip-hop history and what he means to the streets and shit like that. If you go to anywhere out, if you go to anywhere in the Bronx, your hood, and you get in somebody's face and spit in their, and they gonna whoop your ass. I mean, like, you're not gonna make it out of Houston, buddy. Like, what did you just prove, that you could spit on them? I could do that. So, my thing is this. He made a video with all these threats saying, and for everybody that's from the Bronx, if y'all help this man get the chain back, then he not messing with y'all. It's like, this, that, and the third. And a day later, he puts up another video apologizing, but not apologizing for the threats, but apologizing because he made the video and made him seem, you know, made himself look bad in front of kids that follow him. Check this out. Like I said, this killer's everywhere. I don't care for all that. Jay Prince can't make me do anything, and I wouldn't threaten Jay Prince. But at the same time, though, like, if you're not really about that life, if you're going to take shit down or apologize, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Because I definitely don't want to see no apology video, not after all them threats. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. And as far as the state of hip-hop, y'all niggas know the answer. You wouldn't know why we are the way we are with hip-hop, why hip-hop is so violent, because of egos and money. These niggas want money, and then when they get the money, their egos is just, you know, these niggas is weird, man. They get this bread, and it usually be niggas that was squares.
Dude, this nigga started his car.
Square-ass niggas. I mean, shit, some of these rappers was never about that life, but then they get that bread, and they get around a certain round. You know, I don't want to say no names, Chris Brown, but... Like, you know, these niggas start gang-banging, and they choose both sides of the flag, and it's like, man, make up your mind. So, that's what it is. Forget that, yo. And don't come out here to L.A. and start gang-banging. This shit, at one point, gang-banging was kind of like dying down, and these niggas want to start rapping, and I rap this flag and that flag. Man, I see it getting old. At 36, I'll whoop your ass. Stupid ass.
That nigga tripping.
Yeah, Bailey the Great for president, man. Y'all check him out, man.
Yeah. Yo, he right, though.
Yeah.
Like, look, that dude that made that threat to Jay Prince, nigga, he don't even believe that shit. Come on, son. That shit just sound good. You not about to do it. You only said that because you ain't got to fucking do it, my nigga. You not going to do that. You're not stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care how hard you think you are, man. You not going to. That shit just sound tough, man. Like, nigga, please.
Hey, when they go off a limb and say something crazy, and then they come back with the apology, is it like a goon knocked on his door and reminded him what could happen? Or
hell yeah,
but was it one of his friends went down to history and gave him the spiel on the, you know what I'm saying, on the stuff we don't hear about?
It was a OG goon that went down to history. You know what I'm saying? He like, hey, come here, man. Nigga, I know your mama, okay? I know you ain't about this shit. Let me tell you who you fucking with. Now, I'm going to need you to go. He probably took his belt off and whooped the nigga. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you stupid. I'm going to do what your daddy wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yo, these niggas wildin', man. Like, they really don't care, man, about their life.
Man, probably, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we know you're not serious when you just sitting at the house and pick up your phone and log into Instagram to make a threat video.
Yeah, the fact that you got mad and the first thing you thought of was, I'ma go make a video, means you ain't about this, bruh.
Hey, yo, I don't know if it was Instagram or YouTube, but it's even crazier if you got to sit down in a chair and upload the video and watch the percentages move, and you got to make a title.
Like, yo, what if he edited it?
He had to edit it. Oh, wait, I kind of stumbled on my words. Let me delete
you know
that.
Let me edit that out. Let me put some music in the background, make these niggas know I think I'm really serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Hey, Trey, you could fix the lighting on that?
Yo. Hey, man, move that table back there. It don't look good in my shot.
Yo, it's crazy out here, man.
It is funny, man. Like I put on Facebook, man. Like, I ain't beefing with these young niggas no more, man. I'm just going to fuck your mama.
Like, T.I., dog. T.I. went to Cloverland with no cameras. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no spectacle. It wasn't no show. He hopped on the plane and went to this man's neighborhood to fight.
Yeah.
Like, that's
somebody that's really about it, dog.
And you know they crazy because look how little this dude is.
You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he didn't bring cameras means, nigga, I'm thinking something's really going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to murder you, nigga, I don't want no evidence of it.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy how different, like, people move out here. And then the fans are so stupid. Like, they like these dudes' music and persona so much, they just let all that slide.
Yeah, but let's think about Jay Prince, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are OG in this game, dog. Mm-hmm. You not supposed to be making these videos. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad it is out here. That these sucking niggas got real niggas doing sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay Prince was supposed to make a phone call. Be like, hey, get the little homie chain back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not make a video tagging people. Nigga, what a nigga look like tagging people in shit? People look at you as a fucking killer, my nigga. And you out here tagging people in shit?
Hey, to be fair though, he didn't tag. It was one of his associates.
You are only as real as the company you keep, my nigga. If you got one of these sucking niggas on your team, you ain't vetting these niggas properly, dog.
Hey man, I need you to tag. Make sure you tag Fat Joe and Cardi B in that.
Yo, look. All right. Let's not put it on Jay Prince, right?
Yeah.
Like, look, man, he told him, look here, man, I need you to get the word out that I want the little homie chain back. All right, I'm going to tag him on Instagram. Nigga, no! Don't do
that. Hey, the dude who actually made the post probably dead now.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say dead. Definitely fired.
Hey, man, look, I even tagged the people from that hood, too. to get the word out quicker. What?
Yeah, he tagged a nigga that got beat up in the shit. Shit, like, look at that. Dog, you going tag happy, man.
Oh, man. And there's a difference between, like, these dudes don't understand. That's the difference between being crazy and a killer in your hood by yourself and having a nation of killers under for one phone call.
Nigga being international with the shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you drive the bus. You drive the subway in New York on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Your check is like $650 every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you can compete with somebody who has millions of dollars just sitting around and coming in weekly. Like, come on, dog. He could get your little cousin to pop you.
Yeah, he could get your mama to shoot you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
money
it's
talk,
nothing.
Man. Like, I'm saying, you might be a tough nigga around here, but nigga, in the grand scheme of things, dog, you's nobody.
Yeah. It's like that movie with Denzel Washington where when he kept touching the dude and a different person would try to kill him, like you get close to him.
Yeah.
Is it called Time or something?
No, I think it's Fallen.
Yeah, Fallen. Like, that's what money could do.
Yeah, get like, you touched
yeah, like,
by
you
somebody
don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know who coming for you.
You know what I'm saying?
All you know is that bag is out there. And somebody needs that bag.
And look, these dumb motherfuckers be happy they got money on their head. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, nigga put $1,000 on me, nigga. I'm worth something, nigga. Yeah, you worth something dead. Believe that.
Oh man, yo, this world is nutso.
These niggas crazy, B.
Hey man, I need to talk about something serious, man, right now. Y'all need to turn up the radios. I need y'all to take y'all ass to the dentist. I know a lot of people ain't been in the dentist in years. I'm gonna just let you know right now. Go now before it gets too serious.
Nigga.
Cause they gonna eat your ass alive, dog.
Yo, look, man. I don't care what you do. The dentist gonna do something. I floss every day. Brush my teeth every day. Every time I go to the dentist, nigga, it's some drastic shit need to be done. I'm like, nigga, I'm doing everything. You told me to do this. You showed me how. I repeated it. It's still fucked up, man.
Yo, I think they lied about my fillings, too. They lied, bro. I didn't need no fillings. And now I got the, you know, them joints becoming loose and everything. So now I got to deal with this. I got to go back there today to get a feeling that's cracked, refilled. I was heated, man.
Yo, man.
So
this is a terrible place.
All right, now, I haven't been the first time, what was this, last year around this time, I went to the dentist the first time in like 8 years.
Mm.
And I had to get the works.
Yeah, man. They like, just step it in your mouth.
Yeah, I had like a 2-day extravaganza in my mouth.
And, it's always terrible when they tell you to come back.
Yeah,
finish.
I'm like, yo, can we just get this done right now? Like, I can't come back. Leave me alone. So now this time, all right, from that, like 8 years apart was crazy. So now this time, you know what I'm saying? I flossed 100% times more than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I was supposed to go for my 6-month checkup that I missed, I waited a year. And this time, the cleaning, I was at, you know when they do the charts when like 2, 3, 2, 3?
Yeah, yeah.
The highest I had was 4s, and I didn't have to do a deep cleaning. So even though they're going to go in there and destroy your mouth, this was like nowhere near before when I wasn't flossing every day and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you ain't been to the dentist, ooh, I feel bad for you, but you better go in there now.
Yo, if you ain't been in the dentist and your floss game is negatory, dog, get your ass in there.
And then look in your mouth.
Yeah, oh man. Never take close up pictures of your mouth. I don't give a fuck how good you think your mouth is. A close up picture will humble the fuck out of you, son.
Look in your mouth, open your mouth and put your head down and you see all that tartar build up. That's where that
zzzz is gonna come in.
And they gonna start going shit, under the gums.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the first time I went, it was like after maybe 10 years, man. Yo, man, nigga, by the time they got done, nigga, my teeth was small. I was like, nigga, most of that shit was just tartar, nigga. I was like, God damn.
Heck yeah, I got all these spaces between my teeth. Like, oh, that's what they look like.
Like, damn, nigga. Oh, nigga, that was all built up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yo, I wanted to tell the lady just when she was done, just cut the light off and just give me an hour to sleep.
Yo,
just leave me alone.
Yo, let me get my life back together after what you just did to me.
Yeah, man, so screw that, man. I got to go back today at 4. I'm mad about it.
Man, it's late in the day. Nigga, you ain't going to be able to do shit else.
You know what I'm saying? Can I get a morning joint?
You know what I'm saying? All right. Speaking of terrible places, right? Every time I go in a bad place on my job, I feel like, yo, this is the worst place in whatever city I'm in. Like, yo, this is the worst place in Columbus. And but every time I go to a different,
you mean like you mean the area or the house you go to?
The house I go to.
Oh, okay.
Every time I say that, they keep upping the ante, bro. I'm like, nigga, how does this, who's living like this, B?
Damn.
Why are you living like this? So we're taking a small refrigerator. Now, for some reason, the small refrigerators always give us a problem. Because small refrigerators go into a small house, so it's hard to get the shit in there, right?
Yep.
So we pull up to the house, a lady sitting on the porch. That's always a bad sign. If you don't want to be in your own house, nigga, I don't either. You know what I'm saying? So,
hell no.
My man go in, check the scene out. Yo, the look on his face, like somebody was dead in there, B. Dang. I'm like, man, you serious? He was like, yo, man, it's fucked up. I'm like, cool. I don't really want to do this, but nigga, we got to. Let's get it over fast, right? So when I walk in, my nigga, I looked at the floor. The floor was so dirty that I thought it was concrete.
Dang.
But it was carpet. It was just a filthy fucking carpet, right? Ugh. Yeah. So it's shit. It's shit everywhere. And my man was like, yo, man, the refrigerator got bugs on it.
Yo, chill out.
Yo, bugs, I'm thinking some wild shit, but it's fucking roaches. But still, it's a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get it. We got it in the door. We're trying to get into the kitchen. But the doorway is too small. So we open the doors and try to just slide the refrigerator box in and then spin it and get the doors in, right? It's not working because she got a big ass couch in this little ass living room, right?
Yeah.
So we got to pull the couch out to be able to maneuver the refrigerator. So I pulled the couch out, my nigga. When I tell you it's more roaches than I've ever seen in my life.
Nah.
Dog, I'm dead ass serious. And here's the fucked up thing, right? Nigga, this the roaches' house. The people paying rent to the roaches. And this is why I say this. Whenever you see roaches in a house, when you move something or you turn the light on, the roaches scatter, right?
Yeah.
These roaches ain't go nowhere, nigga. They sat right where they was at. And I'm talking about it was a pile of roaches, my nigga. Didn't move nothing. I was like, oh, nigga, this the roaches crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, the roaches looking at me like, nigga, what you doing here? You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, man. So the shit still wouldn't fit in there. So we had to break the shit down. Like, I'm spending way more time in this house than I really want to, my nigga. Get it in there. Put it back together. I tell the lady, like, look, we can't take this fridge. It's our policy that if the fridge got bugs on it, we can't take it. I understand, baby. And just started fucking crying, nigga.
Wait, how old was this lady?
She had to be, like, in her 70s.
Dang. Why y'all didn't clean the house up, man?
Nigga, instead of buying this refrigerator, you should have bought some cleanup. Just terrible. And the whole time she's like, excuse my house. Excuse my house. No, nigga, y'all need to get up out of here. It's time to burn this hoe down.
Damn.
This shit is, man. It's so, it was so bad, man. So while she crying, I'm like, yo, can you sign this for me?
Dang. All right.
Have a good day.
Wait, did y'all leave, y'all left that fridge in the house or outside on the porch?
Nigga left it in the kitchen. I wasn't touching that. That bitch in the kitchen.
Wait, did y'all like go outside and shake down?
Man. Yo, man. We ran through a whole bottle of hand sanitizer.
Yo, you got to get naked when you come out those houses.
Yo, man, it was so bad, man. Yo, and then the day before that, we go to this crib. When we pull up, I'm like, oh, nigga, this is going to be bad. Look, this is how bad I knew it was going to be. Nigga, there was, you remember them old big-ass vans?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, there was one in the driveway that
man.
Looked like it had hepatitis. Nigga, it was disgusting. It was disgusting, dog. So here we go to the house. Nigga, they got boards, like, on the mantle with a, holding the roof up where it then cracked and came through and shit.
Dang.
And then we lift up the refrigerator. Nigga, so much brown water came from out this motherfucker, man. Dog. Oh, my God. It was so disgusting, man. I don't understand how people live like that, man.
How old was the, were they old too?
It was, the lady was probably about 50, 60 something, but her son was in there.
Dang.
And he had to be like in his 30s, dog. And yo, they living foul treated, man.
Dang, just trollers.
Yo, man, it's disgusting. I ain't know people houses get like this.
Hey, man, when you, but y'all need to start, like, y'all got to get naked in the truck and pat each other down.
Yo, you have to get one of them toxic cleanup things in the back of the fucking truck, man. It'd be terrible. Yo, like, yo, we felt so bad riding away from that lady house, man. Like, both of them was shaking like Smokey and shit, thinking shit on us, dog.
Yo, that's that, yo. But people be living, yo. Like, when you see somebody's car and they always making excuses, like, excuse my car. No, your house look like that, too.
Yo, for real, it'd be like that, man. Like you get to a certain point where you could tell, like, all right, this nigga house is gonna be nasty. But sometimes they surprise you, man. Like they be they look clean, but they house be a truck. Like, it, man, we go into houses, people with dogs. Excuse me, let me correct that. White people with dogs, house smell like they dog.
At Stone L, terrible.
Yo, no, hey. It sounds fucked up, but I've done the research. Black people houses do not smell like their dog. White people houses smell like their goddamn dog. Even in a clean house with a dog, it still smells like a dog. Now, in a dirty house with a dog, it smells like that dog shit and piss.
Ugh.
Yo, I told you, I said it before, maybe we went in one house, man, the smell was so bad that I could see it.
Dang. That man seen
thick it was in the house.
That man seen the outline of a stank monster.
Yeah. Like it was floating in the air, my nigga. Like the house was 95% stink.
Yeah, yeah, the stink head come by and just slap you across the face.
And again, they got the, hey man, we can't take this. It is disgusting. Like sometimes I feel bad. Like I don't want to tell people, like, yo man, I don't want to come in your house because it's filthy. But yeah, I gotta do it.
But you filthy Rodriguez, dog.
Hey, only on Thursdays.
Yo, that's disgusting, man. On the hell, bugs running around the crib.
Nigga, they wasn't running. They was chilling.
Man, y'all got to start bringing breadcrumbs and, like, distract them and move them over to us, the food. Just throw some breadcrumbs to the left corner.
Man, I'm about to start getting out of them Fallout suits, nigga. Take this shit and these people.
That'd be crazy. The neighbors are coming by like, hey, we got a, what, they got some nuclear activity in there? Something like it.
Yo, we went to one crib, right? It was a duck. a lot of people have dumb houses for some reason.
Dumb
like the way the setup is dumb. Like they have, like we went to this one house, man. It was the refrigerator, the stove, then the deep freezer. It was all in the kitchen. The kitchen was small as hell, right? So we taking it out and we move it, and like you're not supposed to see roach droppings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was, they've been down there so long that it was up under the fridge and you could see it.
Dang.
So we getting this shit out of there. My partner's behind it. I'm in front of it. We strapping it to this dolly. And they look over at me. He say, nigga, you got some gloves on? I said, nigga, hell yeah. He like, yo, that's fucked up. I'm like, nigga, hey, I ain't tell you not to get your gloves.
Oh, hell no, dog. Damn. Man, I can imagine, dog.
It's terrible, son.
Yeah, what would you do if you like went to like an immaculate clean house, but your boots had a mud on it?
Yo, they getting mud in their house.
That's what we doing?
Yo, we went to a dude's house. He was just like they was just remodeling this shit,
mm-hmm.
And he was an asshole anyway. Like I could already tell. Like when talking to him on the phone and shit. So we get to the door. I think all he was doing was something that he couldn't get this clip off to put his water filter in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it off. Like, yo, you a grown ass man. You supposed to be remodeling a house and you can't get no fucking clip off this filter. I'm like, you bitch ass nigga. So I walk to the door, ring the doorbell. He come to. He's like, I'm here to put fix the filter. He's like, all right, man, can you take your shoes off? Nigga, no. I look like take nigga. I'm at work.
Like, no, you gotta take your shoes off, bro.
Shit. Either you want it done or you don't. And me doing it come with shoes on.
What if I got some spare shoes?
No.
What
it's
if
not
I got,
happening, yo.
What if I got look. Some high heels?
What? I think no.
They clean. I just need you to walk from here to there, dog.
Only thing we're going to do is you put a towel down. You get two towels. I step on one, step on the other one. You pick that one up, put it in front of me, buddy. That's all it's working. I'm not taking my shoes off.
You ain't Prince Hakeem.
Got some rose petals around this bitch, nigga.
So you won't take your shoes off, man? So I got to call and back.
I think they got little footies that we can put over our shoes.
Oh, you got them in the truck?
Nope, I ain't got none on my truck, nigga. Fuck that.
Yo, he's crazy. What if you say, all right, check it out. I give you an extra $150 if you just crawl to the joint.
Crawl?
So you, because you got your shoes. You don't want to take your shoes off, so can you just crawl?
Nigga, I'm not. I'm definitely not crawling.
But my house is mad clean.
Yo, your house going to be man clean with some footprints in it, nigga. Fuck that.
For an extra $250, dog. Just crawl
nigga,
to the kitchen.
I wear Nikes, nigga. I wear Nikes. They don't get dirty.
Just crawl to the kitchen, dog.
I'm not crawling to the kitchen, man. Ain't for no. $250, I might take my shoes off, but I'm not crawling.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right, what if I just need you to roll?
Combat roll to the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yo, but it better be some sniper fire going on. If you tell me some sniper fire possibly in here, I might combat roll.
Yo, I'm gonna tell somebody that next time. See what their face look like.
Yo, like I'm getting to the point where I start telling people to do stupid shit when they come to my house. Like I got some hardwood from my door to the walkway, right? I'm gonna tell niggas, hey man, you can't step on that. You gotta jump over there. It's way too far to jump. Like I already know a nigga's not gonna make it. You know what I'm saying?
And they gonna be trying to size it up.
Like you can go get a run to start.
Stupid. Oh, March Madness, dog. Did you got the email for the bracket?
Yeah, I did. It was two of them.
I think I just sent one.
I got to forget that, yo, and anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. The anything can happen is the one from Doug that he signed us up for. Like, this is last year. We filled that one with his league.
Who the fuck is Doug, nigga?
Big body, dog.
Huh?
Big body. I think I got you in there, Arceo, and some other. I think Baylor's in there too.
I don't know this nigga.
We did it. We did Doug. It last year.
Goddamn, Doug.
Stupid. Yeah, but I said I already filled that one out, and then I just like, man, let me just make a forget that yo one, for we could just talk crap about it on the show.
Yeah.
So I filled one of that one out too.
Yeah, I got both of them.
I hate them brackets, man, because you'd be like, all right, this looking good right here.
And then it all goes to shit.
Yeah, it all goes. By third round, I'm already eliminated.
Goddamn George Webb going to beat somebody and shit.
George Webb? Is that even at school?
Yeah. Is it G. Webb? I hope it's George. I don't even know the name of this shit.
George Webb. Who goes there?
And who the fuck is LIU?
It's a Lituation University, man.
It's a Lituation.
ILU.
Oh, man.
Angels.
What happened in the world today?
I know what happened with the Angels. They just signed Mike Trout, 12-year deal, 430 M's.
430?
Yo, to hell with basketball and football.
Yo, more is guaranteed money in baseball, dog.
Yo, get your kids in baseball, and most of the time you just swing a bat or stand around.
Standing in the fucking outfield, nigga. Look, man, basketball, you stand a greater chance of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely football, nigga. It ain't even a chance, nigga. You're getting a concussion.
Yep.
Believe that. And them niggas be shitting you on your money.
Yep.
Baseball is less stress. If you good, you good. You get more money. Come on, dog. Niggas need to start playing baseball.
And you ain't even got to be that good. You just got to know how to catch if you in the outfield.
And hit. If you can hit every... And you ain't even got to hit every time. If you could hit every now and again,
mm-hmm,
and catch, yo, you good money.
Yeah.
Nigga, you ain't got to be fast. Even the fastest motherfuckers don't make it to first base. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, that is crazy. And you don't get hurt. The only people getting hurt I see are pitchers, because they need that Tommy John.
Yeah, pitchers get hurt. You can, like, get hurt slamming into the wall. Just don't do that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But you can shake that off. You might jam your foot into the base sliding.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That you might bust a knee up doing some shit, but you still gonna get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, baseball where it's at.
And then in baseball, you could just sit on the team for years and they don't even know who the hell you are. They just, hey, we need somebody in the outfield. You, run out there.
Yep.
As long as you catch, you good.
Or be a designated hitter.
Yeah.
You ain't even got to get in the outfield, bro.
Or you could just be fast and be a
pinch runner.
Yeah. Just to run in place of the, I think it's mostly pitchers they get run for.
Yeah, them old sick, slow niggas.
Just be a little speedy out there, dog. It's crazy. I should have played baseball. I should have played baseball or been a kicker.
Yeah, kicker. What else would be something good? Golf. Niggas need to get into golf.
Oh, yeah.
Golf, you could finish dead last. You still going to get some money.
Yep. And the only person getting hurt in golf is Tiger Woods for some reason.
Yo, nigga got back surgery. Nigga, like, well, that's how great he was, nigga, that he was getting back surgery. Nigga, like, goddamn, nigga, he was really out here doing it, cuz.
This dude got a surgery every tournament. Oh, I can't do this one. You know what I'm saying? My pinky. Gotta get surgery on it.
Hell, dog.
Yeah, yo, 12-year deal, dog. Like, after six, I'm done. Like, I don't even care no more. I'm just here.
Yeah, it got it. Man, there's nobody consistently great at a sport for 12 years, man. It's hard to do that.
And there's nobody who's made this much money in sports history on a deal. So we got to see, even if he come out the gate, like, I wonder how much is guaranteed.
I think it's what, $36 million a year?
Yeah, $36 a year.
With baseball, probably 30 of that is guaranteed.
Just 30?
$36 million a year? $30 million a year is guaranteed.
I need at least 420 of that guaranteed.
God damn.
For me to sign. 12 years? What's
30? No, that can't be. Dog, is it $36 million a year?
In 12 years, by the time my deal's up, it's going to be a whole new team.
I hate being I hate doing math in public.
It is like, yes, 36.
Yeah, $36 million a year. So I would think that 30 of that is guaranteed.
No, it got to be more than 30, dog.
Yo, $6 million in incentives? A year?
Mike Trout contract. Ooh, so his agent, dog. His agent just.
Yo, that nigga got broke off. So let's say, all right, let's say it's $30 million a year guaranteed. That's $360 million guaranteed money.
Mike Trout, so what that would be at? Dang, no opt outs.
So he's stuck for 12 unless they trade him.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I could do. I'd just be a dickhead and make y'all trade me.
But if they trade him, actually, they can't trade him. Nobody's picking up that contract.
Oh, yeah, nobody's.
No, nah, nigga. Yeah, nobody's getting that.
Yo, to 2030, bro.
Yo, that's job security.
Yeah, I signed with it. Then yeah, I don't see no guarantee. I don't know if they do like
the opt out and shit. Yeah, hey man, why do we know how much money this nigga making?
Yo, that, like, ain't that crazy? Like, why do they tell us what sports people like sign deals for? I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Like, you just putting people's money out there on display.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, dog. I never understood that. Like, we just signed Randall Cobb $5 million for a year. Just say we signed Randall Cobb.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, Randall Cobb is now signed to the Cowboys.
And the Cowboys still going to be trash. But, Yeah, if I'm Mike Trout, I'm going to give y'all 6 good ones, and then I'm coasting the last 6.
Oh, yeah, it's now here from there. I mean, I might not play at all.
You know what I'm saying? Because after 6 years, how much money I got? 36 a year times 6. 36 times 6.
Like 215?
Oh, yeah, I'm out there. So
I got $215 million.
And that's not even count. I'm probably not even using that. I'm probably on endorsement money still. So, yeah, I'm chilling. My batting percentage, everything going down. I think we lost Stone Stigler.
I'm still here.
Oh, you back?
I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
Yo, don't ever say that again. All right. Let's see. DMX showed up to Kanye's Sunday service.
Yo, Kanye got a church, bro.
Yo,
and nobody's really addressing it.
Yo, they got to stop putting the videos up with his little daughter dancing, though.
Yo, man, she's terrible. She's not good.
Yo, they in the comments wildin'.
Yo, they always are.
Dog, dude, Facebook comment, dude straight up said, I'll hit.
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, these niggas is nuts, bro.
Yo, I'm like, yo, they wildin' right now. Yo, people is in there like, I reported them. Get him out of here. Facebook tagging Zuckerberg and everything.
God damn.
Calling him R. Kelly. Yo, it was crazy. Yo, he didn't even respond to nobody either. He just put it out there like, hey.
Yo, put it out there and dipped. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did. he went out there and dipped.
Went down low. He had about a gig of kitty porn downloading at the same time he wrote that.
And this shit got good to him.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't even pay attention to this no more. Dude. I got some real shit happening over here.
Yo, wildin', dog. They was talking about she got her, she got her mama's rhythm.
yo, the internet is a terrible place.
Yo, the internet gotta be stopped.
Ah, damn. So, what was DMX doing?
Come on, you tell me what DMX is doing.
Smoking crack.
That's what we doing at the Sunday service.
Hey,
what was DMX? What was DMX doing at Sunday service?
Rapping, praying.
Yes. Doing his little prayer. Yo, look, I'm tired of the DMX 10-minute prayers, too.
Hey, man.
Like, I'll come cut to the it, service it after it's over.
You know, so, hey, man, it's March Madness, man. Cut this shit short.
Hey, what time does DMX stop praying? All right, I'll be there.
Yo, it ain't what time he start. What time he stop. Look at me, man. We got him blocked off for 11 to 2:30. So.
Yo, it's hot out here, dog. Just hurry up and bark. You know, I'll just start barking. It's over.
Hey, man, tell him it's cracking the car.
All right, that's what we're doing. Yo, DMX still hitting that pipe, dog. I don't care what nobody say.
Hell yeah.
That did not. The first night out, he was back on it.
Crack don't lose.
Nope. That's crazy. Did you see Kodak Black trying to have sex with young M.A.?
Yeah.
She called him. She called him a weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, he on that gay shit. You have a vagina, ma. Don't get it twisted, yo. You a girl.
You a girl.
You might not think it. You might not rap about it. You a girl.
But because she a girl, she's supposed to give it to Kodak Black.
No. I understand. Nigga, if I was a girl, I wouldn't give it to Kodak Black. But what I'm saying is, I understand where you're coming from. But to say this nigga's gay because he's trying to fuck you, no, that don't fly.
She
you're
said
a girl.
That?
Yeah, she said he on that gay shit.
No, she did. Cut it out.
Yo, I'm not that serious, man.
Damn, that's funny.
Yo, you're not a man. You a woman. I understand you don't want to fuck this nigga. I got that. But don't say he on some gay shit.
But your mom, man, to me, dog.
Look, here's the thing, right? I saw this meme the other day. They had Young M.A. and old buddy from Orange is the New Black. What's the Cox?
The Cox.
Laverne Cox.
Yeah.
Right? And they picked her side by side. Talking about niggas saying they hit Young M.A. but won't hit this nigga. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, if that boyish little girl look good to you, then this nigga over here do too, bro. Like, come on.
He's stupid. Yo, like, how could you want to hit Young M.A. when she opened her mouth, dog?
Oh, nah.
Like, she talk better than dudes.
Yo, that's a feminine boy. That's all this is. That's a feminine, hard-ass dude, man.
You know what I'm saying? There's no way you could go to Young M.A. and she'd be like, come on, my nigga. And you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I need Ooh. That.
Going first, you and me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to be in a different state of mind to fuck with her, man.
Yo, this is crazy. Yo, it did. Kodak Black had some more controversy when he said he punched Sticky Fingers in the face and ran him off his tour bus.
Nigga, you lying.
He said Sticky Fingers, one of his homeboys brought Sticky Fingers on a tour bus. And he was like, first of all, I didn't like his 80s, 90s vibe.
Yeah, his old energy.
Yeah, I don't like you nigga. Old niggas anyway.
You act like you ain't having birthdays.
And he's stupid. And he said, he ran. He didn't like the energy he's putting off. So he popped him in the face, and took his bag and started going through his bag. He had a gun in there, but his gun was fake.
Yeah,
that's what we doing,
nigga.
That story sound fake.
Yeah, he said he took the gun and pointed at him, and shot it, and pulled the trigger. And that's how he found out it was fake. So you just admitted to an attempted murder.
Why is he doing this, man?
Yo. Cause he I ask him if he think we believe his story. I hope so.
Stupid. Yo, you know what I like about this? I went to Sticky Fingers page. I've been on there about 3 days now.
Ain't nothing came up.
Nothing. The comments is full of, yo, you got punched in the face by Kodak Black. You saw. The whole comment's going off. He ain't said a word.
Because there's no reason for anybody to believe that bullshit.
Dog, he ain't made a post. He ain't responding to nobody. He ain't made an IG live. He promoting his album he dropped.
You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody believe that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. Because any of you other dumbass 80, 90 rappers, whatever, y'all would have been on here looking like the Bone Thugs and Harmony with all this stupid.
Hell yeah.
Looking straight crazy.
Trying to, you know, I don't know. What is it about 80s, 90s rappers now that they want to challenge a nigga to a celebrity boxing match?
Cause they need that bag, bro.
Yo, my nigga, I get you in the ring. Like, shut up, nigga. Fuck out of here, man. You wasn't talking all this shit tonight, nigga. You was ready to murder somebody.
They see all the money they wasted trying to show off, and now they need the extra bag, so they're trying to do anything to get back on.
Yeah, doing getting disrespected at the Bucks games.
Are we ready? I guess not. Yo, shout out to Sticky Fingers, man, for not, you know what I'm saying? I ain't entertaining that crap, man. Y'all believe what y'all want to believe. I ain't got nothing to prove to y'all.
For real, man. Like, nigga, please. Anybody believe that, an asshole?
Yeah. So, yeah, man. As soon as this drop, he better not drop no video either.
Hell no.
Over here with the whole Onyx in the background holding up muskets.
Muskets, man. These niggas got muskets out here.
Yo, did you hear the Sauce Money diss to Diddy called Love Tap?
Sauce Money's still alive?
Yeah, he got a diss out.
No, come on, Sauce Money.
Yo, first I was like, this is stupid, man. I went to listen to the diss just to laugh at it. But, I mean, the song go.
Yo, Sauce Money is nice.
Yeah, I know.
He's always been nice.
Matter of fact, I got a Sauce Bunny CD and I ain't even heard it.
Damn.
Like, did he must have had like one hit, right?
I only remember from Jay-Z shit.
Dang, I think that was one of, remember back in the day, you'll go to the on Tuesday, you go to the BX when the CDs drop.
Yeah.
I think that was one of those days where nothing came out I wanted, but since I'm there, I gotta grab something.
Yeah. That was back in the original Flavor days, you know what I'm saying? Sauce Money and shit.
Yeah.
But I remember from Reasonable Doubt. He was on Reasonable Doubt. Him and Jay-Z did a back and forth jump. And then he got that diss to Nature. Mm. And that's all I really know Sauce Money for.
Yeah, it had to be a slow. Because I remember, I think Johnny P was a Nate CD grab. The dude from Do or Die.
Oh, yeah.
That CD was trash. It had like two joints on it.
Yeah, man, them filling the blank niggas, man. Yeah. Like, I hated them CDs. Like, if you go to the store to get a CD and be like, damn, I didn't know this nigga had a CD, it's going to be trash.
It was like, you better off just buying one of the 900 No Limit releases.
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Because at least you knew everybody else was on it too. So it was pretty much like everybody's CD.
Yep.
Yeah, them covers was crazy. Did you see the video of Chris McCullen, the MMA fighter who beat up like 8 dudes outside the club in Tennessee?
Uh-uh.
Dog, dude, he looked like Zion Williamson. That's what people.
Oh, that's that black dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that shit. Yeah.
Dog. Any dude 6'7" throwing leg kicks outside, y'all might want to stop, man.
Leave that nigga alone.
Dog, that man did a flying leg leap and connected, and y'all still tried to fight him?
The fact that y'all could never get to this nigga, man. It was 80 y'all.
Dog, 80.
Yo, when the last two though, that's the last two is what I was waiting for. Mm. When they got by that car and he threw that one punch and put them niggas to sleep, mm-hmm. I said, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you do it, my nigga. I was waiting for somebody to go to sleep, man.
Duh, he tried to walk away like 20 times.
Yo, leave me alone, B.
Duh, they was hitting him in the back of his head while he was still walking away with his hands up.
And doing nothing. That's how pussy y'all. Yo, if you hitting a nigga with everything you got and it don't do nothing, fight is not your forte, my nigga.
Yo, I went to his Facebook page because he put a post up after it. He was like, man, stop tagging me in this video. Like, I ain't about that life. I wasn't even trying to fight. They kept coming after me. And he was like, I heard, of course, you know, the niggas want to, they want revenge. And he was like, y'all want revenge on me? I was trying to walk away. Like, I'm not the one reposting this video. Just leave me alone. Like, yeah. I'm trying to, okay. I'm in it, trying to get my MMA career going.
A nigga say I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
Effortlessly fought 8 niggas and put 12 to sleep. And he's not about that life. Leave him alone, yeah, man. He gonna kill one of y'all, man.
Yo, cause you know when he loses temper and go off, it's gonna be nobody's gonna be able to stop him.
Yo, he gonna black out, man, and get everybody in it, dog. Whoever in this area is getting punched in their shit. Straight up, man. Kids, old people, he punching everybody, dog.
And why was y'all that mad at this dude? Like, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, there's nothing. I can't think of nothing in my mind to make 8 of us jump one nigga.
Yeah, 8, dog, and you looking silly, dog. I'm done.
For real, man. Like, you can tell they ain't got a good support team, cause ain't nobody be like, hey, yo, let's stop this, cause this nigga's not. We ain't doing absolutely nothing to this dude, man. Let's stop. Somebody, God damn it, Craig. Now I got to take you to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, leave this thing alone, man.
And then I'm mad at whoever was recording the video. Why every, man, what's wrong with y'all phones? Y'all never got a good phone. You never got the good angles. This is all around trash when y'all record videos.
Okay. This is why. Nobody's dedicated to the recording. It always looks better with our own eyes, right? So then I'm recording with my phone, but I always look to the side to see what's happening. You know, see, to actually see what's going on. Just stay dedicated. Hop on the top of a car, get a stationary position, my nigga, and just record it.
And then I want to know why y'all phone quality so bad. It's 2019. I see all these commercials, well, Android versus iPhone, but it's looking like y'all phones is like the flip phones.
Yo, watching the video last night of Cannabis and Chardonnay, your shit was crispy. I was looking at theirs. I'm like, why is there a little pixelated, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what this nigga be talking about. Every time you say like, yo, man, why your phone so shit? I'm like, why? What you mean? It look good to me. Now I see the difference.
He said, now I see the difference. Yeah, because they recorded on the phone last night. I don't know what was wrong with the computer.
Yeah, but it looked a little fuzzy. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's what, yo, I don't know how. Like, it's 2019. Every time I go to the phone store, all the phones got the latest 8.9 megapixels. So I don't, do these people got Obama phones?
Yo, I don't know, man. Like, one of the homies be putting up a video all the time, and the quality is terrible. I'm like, nigga, do you have Vaseline on your camera or something? Like,
Vaseline?
Nigga, what are you doing with this phone, man? That shit be terrible, dog.
Yo, I be talking to this girl, right? She be sending me pictures. I'm just fed up. I be like, yo, don't send me a better, don't send me nothing unless it's high quality.
Look, you got to stop sending me pussy shots until you get a better camera. This nigga ain't shit.
Yo, calling me rude and me. Nah, your phone and your quality's rude. It's 2019.
Your camera's terrible. I'm trying to jack off to this shit. I can't even see.
What's all these shadows in the way? What's going on? Dog, if you got a trash phone, at least turn a light on or something. Like, dude, man, there's things you could do. We got all these apps and everything. Y'all, nuh-uh. Yeah, quit being lazy.
You got to do a whole bunch of extra shit, man. Like, yo, put a filter on screenshot on Snapchat. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Screenshot that shit and send that to me.
Yo, I am sick and tired of this trash quality in 2019. There is no excuses. Man.
Yo, I really got to apologize for slandering your name in private, nigga. Cause I was real upset about that camera shit, man. Like, nigga, man, fuck this nigga, man. You're talking about my camera and shit, man. Like, I see the difference now. I'm sorry.
Yo, and then phone, like, people, I'm tired of people saying, like, oh, that phone costs $900,000. No, nobody's paying that. There's plans. Everybody who got a phone, it's on a plan.
Yo, they got.
And you get the phone.
Yo, you can get plans, lease, motherfucker.
Leases, $20 a month.
Here's the people that complain about those phones. The nigga that buy the phone every time it come out. They get that first plan on the where you paying the phone monthly,
mm-hmm.
and then next year the new one drop. This nigga don't want to finish paying for this one, so I gotta go spend $900 just to get that phone outright and then switch it over. Nigga, just wait, cause when you buy that one, guess what? Next year another one's coming out, and you gonna want that one too, nigga. Just wait.
Yo, but now you ain't even gotta do that. Now, when a new phone come out, you can stop your payments on that one, turn it in, and they'll give you a new payment plan to start on the next one.
Yeah, that's what I do every time.
So I don't understand, dog. I'm blocking y'all number next time y'all send me granny pictures, dog. it's like looking at when we first had TVs with no HD.
Yeah. Yo, you ever seen an old video?
Oh, man.
But like, man, nigga, we needed glasses.
He said we needed glasses. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man, we got to talk about these old college scandals.
Oh, yeah. $500K, dog, to get your kid into college?
Yo, that's a lot.
Dog, I don't need, just give me the $500K.
Yo, like, look, hey, man, and $500K to get into college, nigga, not to make sure I graduate.
Yeah.
Just to get into, no, hell no. Look here, baby, I ain't got that much faith in you. $500,000? Nah, man.
Dog, why do I even need to go to college if you got $500K?
If you got $500,000, nigga, there's so much other shit I could do. For real, man.
You are a celebrity. You can hire somebody to show you how to flip that money.
Hell yeah.
I don't understand why I'm sitting in the class learning this stupid crap that don't teach me nothing. And I probably won't even get a job because all the career fields is over flooded or I'm overqualified or something stupid.
Hell yeah, man. That shit is. But, okay, so what was it? The Aunt Becky from a Full House.
Mm-hmm.
She paid the $500K for a spot on the crew team, our wrong team or something like that.
Yeah, one of them cricket or something.
Yeah, like fucking for what?
Like, I'm never gonna get in.
Yeah, yo, but look, this shit happens at every college.
Yeah,
like this is not everything that happens at a college that people get caught for happens at every college.
Uh huh.
These niggas just got caught because I saw in Auburn, Chuck Person took like $90,000 to get kids to go to a certain something. It was a certain something, like a certain agency or some shit like that. They gave him $90,000.
Dang.
Over the years. Like, it wasn't just 90 up front. It was like over the years, he's got $90,000 to get kids to go to this certain agent or some shit like that. Look, they paying kids to come to these schools. They paying kids while they at these schools. It's all under the table money because the NCAA ain't giving them shit.
Yeah.
Yo, everybody's making money off of this shit.
This nuts.
Yo, like, but the NCAA, like, niggas got to do this because the NCAA don't want to give them money.
And these idiots keep playing, man.
Yeah, like, stop.
Y'all gonna have to, like, stand up.
You know what I'm saying? It'll stop going to these schools and watch how fast that money dry up.
Oh yeah, start going overseas.
You know what I'm saying? Go overseas, get that money, or go to motherfucking HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
Do that shit.
Yo, oh man, and it's like so blatant, right in your face. They raping you, and people just go with the flow.
But with those two actresses, nothing's going to fucking happen.
Nothing.
They're not going to, come on, man. They're not going to jail.
Nope.
Little Robert Kraft, they talking about dropping charges on him.
Yeah, they already dropped him.
Did you see that bullshit that they said?
What, like he would have been innocent or something?
No, they're dropping the charges, but it comes along with if you have to say that you would have been guilty if you went to trial.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nigga, what kind of fucking legal system is this? If you go and say, yeah, nigga, I did it, lock this nigga the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Oh, but you gotta say, yo, unreal, dog.
Yo, it don't make no damn sense, man.
Yo, I was watching a movie called Mine on Netflix. And it was two soldiers. They had a mission in Iraq or somewhere over there. And he had to kill, like, the some dude that nobody, like, they don't see him much. And it's hard to get to him. So they seen him, but he was at a wedding. And they was like, take the shot. Now, first of all, they was like, he should be in a black Range Rover. The joint was gray. He was like, hey, this gray. His partner was like, man, black, gray, same thing. He was like, nah, this joint gray. Y'all said black. So then the radio wrote over there was like, yo, he got like blonde. He got like sandy brown hair or something. He got, what is it, gray, like sandy gray hair. My man had black hair. He was like, hey, this dude hair black. Like, I need the real intel or I'm just about to just pop this dude. And they couldn't give him like a certificate. His partner kept, man, just shoot, just take the shot. He was like, nah, I ain't taking a shot. He got away. And dude was standing right there. So they missed their shot. And then they got spotted. So now they got to run. So they going through the desert. And they go into a landmine field. Dude was like, yo, I think mines are here or whatever. And a partner, of course, man, they probably been here for 20, 15 years. They probably don't work. Okay. Got his ass blown up. So as he got blown up, my man steps on something. So he stepped on a mine. So he can't move. Now, I'm thinking, if I step on a mine, I can get off.
How?
All you got to do is put your other foot, you know what I'm saying, get a nice base on your other foot and just dive and roll.
I don't think it works like that.
Why not?
All right. When his homeboy died, how did the mine explode?
It took both his legs.
Because I think what some of the mines like go up and scatter, right? You know what I'm saying? So depending on which way you roll, you might still be in the blast area.
But I might catch a, you know what I'm saying, a shrapnel to the ass cheek or something.
Yeah, but I'm still going, where was his homeboy?
Right in front of him.
Like he could grab him?
No, he was about five steps ahead of him.
Damn, I say nigga, grab that nigga body and throw it on the mine.
No, but the pressure, like, it has to keep the same amount of pressure.
No, I'm saying when it blow up, it's going to blow up under this nigga.
No, but how are you going to, what you mean? Like, you going to, like, jump on him like a surfboard?
No, like, why? Like, just like what you said, tuck and roll, right? So I grab his body.
Mm-hmm.
When I lift my foot, I drag his body over to mine and keep rolling.
No, when you lift your foot, you got to be out of there. You ain't got time to put nothing, replace it. That joint going to blow as soon as that pressure release.
And I'm hopefully he going to be on top of the motherfucker. Like, I can put him on top of my foot and then pull my foot out and bow. You know what I'm saying?
No, man, that's too quick. I think, man, I wish I could do a fake mind test.
Yeah, nah, they don't make fake minds.
Because I feel like you could just dive real quick. Woom! You might lose a couple toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all check out Mine on MINE on Netflix.
And it also depends if it was a bouncing Betty.
What's a bouncing Betty?
A bouncing Betty, when you step on it, right? When you take your foot off, the mine shoots up face level and then blows up.
Oh yeah, I definitely get out of that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-mm.
Because when it shoots up, I can slap it.
Nigga. Okay.
I'm quick.
No, you're not.
You're not that quick.
When it shoots, all right, while it's going up, I'll be rolling, just rolling. No,
you think it's going up in slow motion, nigga? It's built to kill shit, nigga. It's not gonna happen in enough time for you to do something about it.
Man, let me see if anybody survived mine. Soldiers that survived mines.
It ain't gonna be pretty.
There are an estimated 110 million mines in the ground on Earth.
Shit.
Holy crap. Yo, what are y'all out there doing?
Yeah, I might be sitting on a mine right now.
Damn. Hey, what y'all out there just putting them everywhere, huh?
And look, that was part of my job, son.
What?
To go out there and find them.
Oh, yeah, you was wilding.
Yeah, man.
So y'all watch videos and stuff then?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I actually used to play with them. Not play with them, but, like, disarm them and shit.
So then how they tell y'all to, if you step on one, what to do?
Nigga, die.
Shut the hell up. Because they said there's some kind of boot thing they told them to do.
Yeah, like, I mean, something like you could take something and stick it in where the trigger, it's just like, all right, with a grenade. You pull the pin out, you still got that clip to come off, right?
Yeah.
So on that, if you hold the pressure down, it's somewhere you can stick something in it where it won't release.
Mm. Oh,
but you got to know what kind of mine you're dealing with.
They said most blast mines are pressure initiated and carry a very small explosive charge and tend to maim rather than kill, usually resulting in traumatic amputation of the foot and lower leg. This earned the name toe poppers.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, we should do I think it's called a grape charge, right? Mm-hmm. So you take like a coffee can, like this, like the makeshift shit. Take a coffee can, put C4 and a detonator in the bottom of it, right?
Yeah.
And then fill that bitch up with like shrap metal screws and all type of shit. Mm-hmm. And when it explodes, that shit shoots out.
I feel like I could dodge shrapnel too.
Yeah, you're gonna dodge it right in your ass.
Yeah, this the one that said you talking about where it said these launch a small grenade into the air where it explodes at roughly head level.
Mm-hmm.
An air burst grenade. They're more deadly than either of the previous two mines. Survival is possible as long as the fragmentation doesn't hit any critical locations.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to get hit. Getting hit is not an option. You know what I'm saying? Not getting hit is not an option. Just where you get hit, hopefully it don't hit nothing major.
I'm going to put my bulletproof vest over my head as I dive.
Yeah, that might work.
You would definitely go into shock after seeing yourself in a pool of blood and the leftover of your foot dangling.
Yeah, and you in the middle of the desert, nigga. Oh, you going to bleed to death.
Dang, yo, they had them wolves eating this boy.
Damn.
Then they tried to eat him.
Yo, like, how long do you stay that over before you say, fuck it, and just die?
That's what he did, but I ain't going to tell y'all what happened.
Yo, you think you can dig a deep enough hole to dive in it and the shit miss you?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'll be heated, though, if I lose any. I don't want to lose no toe, nothing.
Nothing. I don't want to lose nothing. So we're talking about surviving shit. You think you could survive a jaguar attack?
Yeah, I feel like I could grab him around his neck and just squeeze.
Did you hear about that lady that got attacked by the jaguar?
Nah.
Oh, she absolutely deserved it.
Oh, the one who took the picture by the cage?
No, nigga, that took the picture in the cage.
Whoa, she jumped in it?
Yeah, she climbed down in that bitch.
Yo, that's crazy.
Nigga, she deserved that.
Did she climb in there naked?
No.
You see the lady who got raped by the dolphin?
Yo, fleece dolphin, son.
Yo, fleece dolphin was putting in work.
Yo, dolphins are rapists, man.
Why they like raping so much?
I don't know, man. They need a dolphin rape whistle.
Yo, I ain't never. Man, people be swimming with the dolphins. They crazy.
Yo, you begging to get raped.
So how the lady, what'd it do? Just scratch her up?
I bit her up and shit, like fucked her arm up, I think.
Man, they lucky that they had probably already fed it.
Hell yeah, yo.
Yo, you know when I knew the streets was done?
When?
When I logged into Instagram and seen Will Smith bouncing his ass on Instagram to Tatiana.
Hey, man, I was so done. I put it down for the day. I put it down for the day, son. Like, Will.
Yo, why is Will Tatiana it up? Willie,
yo, man, like, it's one thing. Is it Willie? It's one thing to dance to the song. Nigga, you on all fours. Will, you're a national fucking treasure, my nigga. Stop.
Y'all are disgusted, man. I never thought I'd see the day.
That shit hurt, bro. Hey, I don't care about mankind no more, son. Like, see Will Smith out here twerking on all fours, man.
Yo, did you see the Nets Kings game last night?
Nah, I saw the Sports Center this morning though.
Nah, I couldn't believe it. I had a 2-team parlay, $60 on the Kings and who was it? Whoever the Lakers is playing, I had them losing to them.
The Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks. So I got the Bucks game out the way. I'm like, okay, nice come up. It was 60 to win 128.
Mm-hmm.
Kings up by 30. Third quarter.
Oh, that's money in the bag.
Son. Money in the bag. Then I was like, the Kings be letting people come back, dog. This is 30 points. But you know what? I'll go ahead and wait till this line go to Brooklyn plus 1900.
Mm.
And then I'm going to drop $10 on it. So I'll win $200 if they win. Dog, they start mounting that comeback. I was like, here it comes. They blew a 30-point lead, dog.
Yo, that's a damn shame.
How do you – a 30-point lead? Yo, nigga, Russell.
On the back of D'Angelo Russell, my nigga.
Dog, D'Angelo Russell was just walking to the rim. Like, nobody was even on him. Like, what are y'all doing? Yeah.
Sacramento, man.
Dog, I would never be on any team in any sport where I'm blowing a 30-point lead.
Yo, 30?
Dog, once you get down to 15, we punching anybody that comes to the rim in the face.
Look, here, a 30-point lead, and y'all get the ball every other point.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can stop this. Y'all just gave the fuck up. Like, y'all did absolutely nothing, man.
That's ridiculous. I'm glad I put that bet in, man, because I sure was going to let it ride. Like, I was like, oh, I'm about to just waste $10. Then I was like, nope. Let me go ahead and put this in, man.
You said plus 1,900. God dang it.
Save myself, dog. I should have put 20 on it, 30
hell
on it.
Hell yeah, 60 on that bitch,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Bill on that bitch, boy.
I know it did next time.
Hell yeah. I saw something. Future was complaining about something.
Not Future again. What, Sierra?
Yeah. Yo, like, I saw Sierra, Russell, Future, and Sienna on a boat, and they was dancing and shit. And I think Future had something to say. No. Was he? But he took his son to practice or something. Like, Russell Westbrook took Future's son to practice.
Russell Westbrook?
God damn it, Russell Wilson. Hey, at least I said Westbrook right this time.
Yo, why don't this dude go play with his other kids or something?
Yo, like, my nigga, why is this such a hot topic for you, man?
I can't wait till Russell Wilson slap him up, dog.
Yo, like, look, man. Your baby mama's famous. Her husband, which seems like a 10 times better dude than you, is famous, man. Like, yo, they're going to be in the news, my nigga. If you didn't want nobody around your son, then you shouldn't have left her, my nigga. Straight up and down. You should have been a better person so she'll stay with you.
And why he never fight for his other kids?
Yo, we don't hear nothing about them, man. But I started thinking about that, right? Do you think niggas won't fuck with them because that's Future's baby mama?
No, I think that'll make him mess with him more.
I would, cause I'd be, I would want some of that future money, cause I know he's breaking them off.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I would be enjoying all of that. But you gotta think, man, these niggas love Future.
Yeah.
Wherever his baby mamas is at, niggas love him down there. So they might not even mess with him on the strength of a man Future wouldn't like that, and he potentially could be my daddy or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some old crazy dumb shit.
Be my daddy. You stupid. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, man. Yo, niggas gonna be around your son, man. And Sierra Fine. Come on, B. Leave that alone.
You know what was weird, though? I seen a porno. Dude had a micro penis.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling a chick, ride to Space Mountain.
Nigga, how?
And he told her, he said, mount the top of the Andes.
Nah, man, you got... You got you're delusional, my nigga.
Yo, was that in the script or he just got that much confidence?
Yeah, he might have that much confidence, man. Like, look, man, for real, I'm not doing this for her. Nigga, it's for me. Yo, fuck, how she feel about it?
And then the craziest story was a wife finds husband with dude on porn site with his wedding ring on. And when she confronted him about it, he said he was depressed and the meth turns him gay.
Oh. God, well, there's another reason I won't do meth.
Yo, that's a long way to go when you get caught on a porn site.
Yeah, man. Like, meth made me do it. Nah, bruh.
Yeah,
that's like that. Remember we had that story of that dude on the train? Said he went to go do a porn shoot and woke up with his butt hurting.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, you know what you was doing.
Yeah,
what about that shit? I saw it on Facebook. The woman found out her husband was cheating with a man, so she put super glue in the lube.
Oh,
wait, guess how they?
Wait a minute, the lube for what? Oh, for her lube?
No. The husband's lube.
What he need lube for?
To get in the buttholes.
Oh, that's crazy.
So guess how they found them?
In the butthole, stuck?
Yeah, they were stuck together.
Nah, we can't call no medical. We got to figure this out. Yo, what's some remedies, dog?
Yeah, I don't, yo, the dude on the bottom, oh, my nigga, he was so distraught.
Dang.
Hey, look, man, all right. When you get caught with your dick literally stuck in another nigga, right? Being embarrassed is out the window. Nigga, we need to get apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, they in there telling people, get out of here. No, nigga, fuck me and embarrassed. Y'all niggas give me some help.
Nah, man, we on Google looking up like peanut butter or something we could rub in there.
Like, yo, man, you got some turpentine or something. Yo, like, I need to do something to get me out of you, bro.
Dang. What removes super glue from skin?
Is it nail polish remover?
Nail polish remover?
Yeah.
All right, we got 7 ways right here. Soak the skin in warm soapy water.
Dad, can't get that in there.
Use an acetone-based nail polish remover.
See?
So, yo, you got to call a girl over and be like, hey, leave it at the door.
Just keep pouring this until we break. Oh.
Yo, that's got to suck, dog.
Yo, that's terrible.
And then, like,
yo, that's going to involve surgery, my nigga.
Wait, did she like, she just... Like, put it in there, or she put it in there and came home later and caught him. Like, ha, I got you.
Yeah. She came and caught him and invited a whole bunch of other people over for some reason.
Nah. He must have had no gun in the crib.
Oh, somebody would have shot the fuck up.
Matter of fact, I would have grabbed her and, like, glued her whole hand and made her get stuck to.
Shut up, nigga.
I would have put the side of her face on his cheek.
Glued it in, like, yo, we in this shit together.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Dang, remove super glue from the eyes. Oh, that's wild. How you get super glue in your eye? Nah, I'm going crazy. I get super glue with my eyes stuck closed. Yeah, man. Super gang, man. That's all I got, man. Unless you got, I got like one this or that though.
Alright.
You got any this or that?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, here we go, buddy.
Don't do it. I didn't.
Alright, I got a sleep in a roach infested crib. Like a stone bee entering.
Hell no.
Or a sleep on Skid Row in LA.
Oh, give me that Skid Row.
Damn, you gonna be on Skid Row instead of the roaches?
Yo, bums would be happy, my nigga.
Yo, why they like, gotta be bums though, man?
They be having 3-story cardboard houses.
3-story. You can still get your issue though, dog. They can come rob you, beat you up.
Hey, I'm all the way with the shit.
So you'd rather fight a grown human over a roach? Roaches? Yeah,
you ever had a roach crawl across your face?
Oh, no, nah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, see?
You had a roach climb across your face before?
Hey, man, you don't know my life.
Yo, I see the video with a roach climb across, dude, and he ain't even blink.
No, that nigga's a killer. we got the one from... Greg from the Young Black and Bothered podcast.
No, say his name.
No, will not.
Say his Instagram handle, beloved.
It's at Hey Greg GIE.
You stupid.
This is that Mila J, Janae Aiko.
All right, let me look up this Mila J chick.
It's her sister.
Oh, for real? Is she of age?
Yeah. She got a couple songs out, too.
Is she ratchet?
Not really. She tries to be, but your sister's Janae Aiko, so you can't be really ratchet.
So she tries to be. So I'm taking Janae Aiko, because I ain't messing with none of these ratchets, man.
Well, man, I said I'm going with Mila J. 20 minutes in a Gatorade, and then Janae Aiko.
20 minutes and a Gatorade. No, you're doing too much. You only pick one.
No, I'm picking both.
Dang, I didn't even know this was her little sister. That's crazy. Dang. Why Gina Aiko look more
Japanese?
Yeah.
I hope she's Japanese. Let's just say Asian. Yeah, let's go Asian.
Dang. Do why? Dippity. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with I see Trey Songz with Mila J, so I'm gonna just stick with Jay Aiko. Cause she might have something.
All right, give up all drinks except for water. Or give up eating anything that was cooked in the oven.
Wait a minute, give up all drinks except so just drink water, or yeah. No oven foods.
Yeah, you can't eat nothing cooked in the oven.
I'm giving up all drinks.
Your water's delicious.
Man, you ain't drinking water in about 10 years.
Hey, I've got a cup of water right now. What the hell?
That was my beatbox.
Oh, I thought you was having a seizure.
Does say use a damn lie.
Fucking lie.
Which one are you going to do?
Oh, water. I'm going to drink that water.
Oh, you're going to drink the water, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lie! That's it?
Yep.
All right, do some shout-outs.
Some shout-easies?
We ain't did this in a while. Miss Sabrine.
Miss Sabrine Easies?
Yeah, out there in the A. Brian Blissett.
Blissett.
Yo, shout out to Rob, man, out there in New Zealand. Yo, I hope you good, fam.
I know, man. Where you at, Maxwell?
They out there shooting people and shit.
Yeah, they wilding out there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Double R, a.k.a. Uncle Rusty, my man.
Was that Rough Riders?
Nah, his name is, his initials is RR.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's Double R. Yo, man, big shout out. Yo, I can truly say this is our biggest fan, son.
Who?
The homie Swayze, man. Out there in the Ville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out to Swayze, man. For us, hey, man, he listened to every show.
Oh, word?
Yeah, man.
Yo, Swayze actually
met Swayze, man. Swayze is a cool dude, man. He wore cut off shorts though. I didn't appreciate that.
He said, "Well, that's making a comeback though."
Yo, it really is. Yo, Swayze's an innovator.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, let me put some gunshots in here.
Yeah, I don't know why. Hey, yo, shout out to everybody else, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We out here.
Gunshots.
Bang, bang, bang.
Now I got better gunshots than your voice.
I know. AKA, I can get the box on the low.
Oh, man, you a hater.
Peace, peace, peace.
Gunshots. Hold on, let me give him a black bastard.
Black bastard.
All right. Yeah, man, ForgetThatYo.com, at ForgetThatYo, Twitter, Instagrams.
Hey, man, I already said peace, peace, peace.
Oh, hold on, you got to say it.
He's got eights.
Let me give him a Kawhi laugh real quick.
I think it laughs sound like it hurt.
Let me see. Yeah, man, just 20% off apparel.
Spray shirt.
Yeah, go to forgetthatyo.com, FOGETDATYO.com, and click on Shop Yo. And I think it will be the second picture. What's the code?
Spring 19.
Okay, Spring 19, 20% off, man. You can't beat that with a bat. Do they still say that? You can't beat that with a bat.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
All right, Shop Yo. Click on Shop Yo. When you go to ForgetAL.com, click on the second image you see. Boom. Second image.
You know that takes you to Spreadshirt?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought you said the website. Okay.
Yeah. Then you know what I'm saying? Put what was it? What was the code again?
Spring 19.
Spring 19. Spring your ass into the cart. And you know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do.
Buy some merch.
So, yeah, man, with all that being said, tell your friends to tell a friend and we can all be friends. Check out Forget That Your Radio, the old dirty bastard podcast that ain't no father to our style. And we out.
Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show, Forget That Yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Bigger than the both of us. This one thing. Blackstreet say. Baby, I get so lonely sometimes. Baby, my heart is broken sometimes. I need you right now. I don't.
Forget that yo.
Forget that yo.